everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Insurance with the Janet Smart Agency. I'm your host today, Janet Smart. Today we have a special guest, Joanna Estrada with Citizens Bank, Eagle Mountain Branch. Thank you so much, Joanna, for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me today, Janet.
I am wanting to talk a little bit to you about some things that are happening that are common in the community, but mostly about bank card account. It's being compromised. It seems like we have a lot of folks that they're calling in to make a payment, and next thing we find out, they say, oh, don't use that card. It was compromised. It's happening more and more often, and we're hearing it more and more from the customers. But I'm noticing a trend. And so the trend is it seems to be women more than men. I don't know why that is. I don't know if they do more online shopping. But what advice do you have for clients to prevent cards from being compromised?
I definitely advise to our clients to make sure they're checking the URL pages and the websites, making sure it is a safe site. There's lots of non-safe or non-secure sites out there nowadays. If there's ever a site you've never heard of before, make sure you go online and go to Google Research. Do a little bit of research. I know it'll take an extra minute or two out of your day, but go and look at the reviews on that website. There's always somebody talking about something, so you can go on there and look to make sure it is a secure site. I do also recommend to the clients to make sure with the bank they have updated phone numbers and email addresses. That way, if our fraud department is trying to get a hold of you since there's been something compromised on your debit card, we can make sure it was you, or if not, we can be as quick as possible about getting that card shut off and getting you a new card issued. I do also recommend you reading the fine print. I know lots of people go and do the shoppings and they do, oh, it's a free 7-day subscription, but they don't read that fine print at the very bottom and real small that says, after your 7 days, you have binded in with us in a contract where you have to pay a monthly subscription fee or you're going to pay an annual fee. So always make sure you go and check for that as well.
That's good.
I do recommend, you said shopping. I've seen the Facebook shop being a big deal right now.
Yes.
People going on there and they're buying stuff. I've seen people go and they're like, oh, this couch is only $20, $30, you know, and it's a nice brand new looking couch. If it's too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. I also recommend using the Apple, Google, or Samsung Pay that they have.
Okay.
They actually have a tokenization system, which is really convenient, where they encrypt your debit card and they put at random a 16-digit card number on there. So if a merchant were to not give you your item or if there was fraud to occur, the merchant would not have your physical debit card number. It is an encrypted number.
Ooh.
That Apple, Samsung, and Google Pay have set up with their tokenization system.
Great. That is very, I'm going to do that as soon as we, because I do get excited sometimes and start shopping when I shouldn't before checking out those websites. So definitely great information there. Like I said, I'm going to have to start doing some more work on my phone to make sure that I am paying that way, because it's so easy to pay using your phone now. And so many companies give preferred discounts to clients that set up payments with automatic bank withdrawal. And that typically is from your actual bank account instead of your debit or credit card. And simply because those cards do get compromised, but they also have expiration dates. So there's less work involved, it seems like. So the companies do tend to say, we're going to give you a discounted price if we know it's going to come directly out of your account instead of a card. Do you have any information or safety concerns regarding this practice?
I don't have any safety concerns per se. I think it's a great practice. I really think it's something good and it's really convenient for our customers or for the client. I think it's a great thing to have. Now, the only thing I do advise is to still make sure you go in there and check on your monthly statement when it drops to make sure that charge did go through. We've seen in the past where somebody tries to do that automatic draft and it gets sent back because the funds weren't in the account. So just make sure that fully went through.
Okay, yes. So you still have to do your balancing of your checkbook.
Yes, still do your due diligence.
Yes, absolutely. What are some current fraudulent activities that are common or circulating in our community? Do you know of any?
That's a good one. There's actually a few. It's like these fraudsters never sleep. They're never. Always out there. There's currently the inheritance scheme going on where people are getting checks in the mail saying somebody's passed away and they don't even know who it is. And they're going to try to cash this check or deposit it into their account, but they have no idea who's actually passed away. We've seen that going on. The romance scheme is a big one where someone's trying to find someone that's lonely and they're seeking attention or someone to talk to, and they send a check and they're like, if you cash it, you know, we'll split it, or, you know. So we've seen that going around. The Publishers Clearinghouse is a huge one right now. That one is a big deal. They're calling and they're saying, hey, you won our grand prize, but in order to claim it, you have to pay your fees first. That one's a big one as well. We've seen that one circulating around as well. There's also the job scams going around where they'll call you or message you saying, hey, if you're looking for a job, we got one for you. You just have to buy the material first, or you have to send us some money first so we can send you the material. That one's a big one as well. A loved one in prison and they need money to bond them out. Goodness. That's been a big one as well. I've actually seen recently in Batesville where it's circulating that supposedly Sheriff Sean Stevens is calling, saying that he is Sergeant Sean Stevens, and he is saying that there's a warrant out for your arrest and you have to pay the fines. The Independence County Sheriff Department has made a public statement where they are not doing that and they will not be doing that or calling.
Wow. Yeah, I have seen that.
Yes.
That one I saw, I was like, ooh, this is not good.
I saw that too, and I was like, oh my gosh.
So are there special safeguards or alerts for senior clients?
Yes, we can actually add alerts to clients' accounts. That way, whenever they come through, whether it be through the drive-thru or inside or call us over the phone, they can have a password set up on their account where in order for us to verify it's them, we have to get that password from them in order to help them. Hmm. We do also have clients that are making sure we have their driver's license on hand in order to help them with any transaction whatsoever.
I do worry about potential home caretakers or friends of seniors that may not have the senior's interest first. And so I've always been curious about that and how the banks do protect our seniors, because I know that that's got to be a big one.
Yes, sadly, that is a common thing. Most fraud that happens with our senior citizens is actually from a family member or a loved one or a caretaker. It's very sad. It's very, very sad. But most of the fraud that does happen is from them. At the branches, we do get to know our senior citizens. We do get to know who comes through and who usually brings them, and we do notice if anything's out of the ordinary, and we make sure to have that conversation with them, that one-on-one, and make sure everything seems good. If anything's out of the ordinary, we make sure to report that and keep a lookout for their accounts if we see anything suspicious, since we do have their interest at heart.
That's wonderful, because I do know, being in a small town like that, like Batesville, Arkansas, I think that's something extra that we get and that protects our families. So I am really happy to hear that.
Yes, luckily we're a small branch, so we get to know our customers one-on-one really well. And we know we have the same customers that come through. Like there will be someone like, oh, it's Wednesday, where's Miss Alice? Why hasn't she come through yet?
Alice, if you're listening, they're looking for you. Okay.
Difficult times remind me to take stock of what's most important. That's why I'm here for you and your family to discuss your insurance options and help you select coverage. With over 14 years of experience as a farmer's agent, I take pride in being able to help you protect the things that matter most. Call me, Janet Smart, at 870-793-5757 to learn more.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
So, question about freezing your credit versus subscription services for credit monitoring. Any pros and cons on that?
The pros, you know, for freezing your credit would be it freezes all your credit. That's great. You don't have to hassle with it. Now, the con would be you have to remember to go and unfreeze it.
That's the remembering part. I've run into that problem myself before, yes.
Yes, and now the subscription service, it's not something that I think somebody necessarily needs, you can go and do your annual credit report for free at theannualcreditreport.com and check on that if you want to. It is a recommended site from the consumer.ftc.gov. Mm-hmm. Now, the con to it would be the cost of it.
Yes.
Certain subscriptions can charge, you know, up to $100 yep. a month, depending on what subscription you have through them. Some places do provide it for free with their subscription, such as AT&T has Active Armor that they do a free add-on with your phone plan if you qualify for it. But like I said, it is a costly thing. That could be the con to that.
Yeah. And homeowners insurance, sometimes it's always important if you have become a victim of identity fraud and you're having to rebuild everything and correct everything. We do have that option in many homeowners policies. So you just have to find out, does your policy actually have that added? Because it is an optional coverage, but with some plans, it just comes automatically. So that's always something to look for. So I'm glad you brought that up about AT&T.
This is great information for me because I didn't know that was something that's offered.
And then I was also wondering, what are some of the ways that the banks are watching our money to protect the consumer?
We have a great fraud department, and they're always on the lookout for new trends going on. Fraud just never stops, so they're always up to date with what's going on, what's going around in our community, even the surrounding communities, to know if we're possibly going to get hit next with fraud. They do constantly monitor the bill pay, the online banking, and debit card transactions for unusual behavior. They do have a daily monitoring system where they can see if any red flags come up, and we try to call customers to verify it was their purchase. They can verify things such as an ACH debit that's for a larger dollar amount than they're used to paying, or if something comes out of their account through ACH that there's no name tied to that purchase, or say it's a name that's not even on the account. So we call to make sure that that is their transaction and that they authorize it. We also look out for unusual checks, whether it being out of an unusual sequence range or if a check hasn't been written, say, in 3 or 4 months. We just want to go and make sure that they did write that out. Or if a check is for a larger amount than usual, we go and check to make sure that's correct as well. Or signature match as well. We go and check that as well.
Ah, that's very important. I know I have a husband that always tries to insist I need to sign his name, and I say, no, that's not allowed. I was also very interested to, whenever I travel, I always seem to get a call, and it is interesting. They, you know, when I am traveling, sometimes by air or by land, they do want to know what states or wherever I am going to potentially be stopping. So I know that you guys are definitely watching me to make sure that someone's not charging my Home Depot card in, or charging something at Home Depot in California, and I'm actually in Arkansas. So
yes, we're really good. We make sure we add travel notes. So anytime you want to travel, just let us know, because if not, your card's going to be blocked. We get those calls a lot saying, why is my card not working? And we're like, well, are you in New Orleans right now? They're like, yeah, I'm about to get on a cruise. And I'm like, well, we got to add that in for you and let us know every single state you'll be, every port you're going to. Yes.
That happened one time. I was trying to fill up a rental car in California, and my card wouldn't work, and I had to make the call, and I said, oh, I guess I didn't tell you that I was going to California. Yes, I will be here for a while. So
yes.
So protecting me, it may seem like a nuisance at the time, but I know that you're protecting me. So I appreciate all that you do at the bank. So,
Well, thank you
for keeping us safe. And I'd like to thank Joanna Estrada again for coming. Now, how do our folks find you if they have any follow-up questions for you?
If they have any follow-up questions, they can just call us at the Eagle Mountain branch, or any of us. We all pretty much are trained on knowing fraud and how to prevent it or how to help fight it. Like I said, our fraud department is great. So if any of us don't have the answers, they definitely do. They are filled with wisdom. I had to call one of them this morning, actually, and she was so insightful with everything she told me. Now, I do also speak Spanish, so you know I am bilingual. There's a few bilingual of us that work at the branches. So if there's someone that needs help in Spanish as well, we can also help with that. You know, that language barrier has been a thing as well. We're more than thrilled to help out anytime.
Well, thank you again. That is very great to know that we have that also at our disposal. So thank you for taking the time to listen today. I hope you've learned something new about insurance. And if you have any insurance needs, please contact the Janet Smart Agency at 870-793-5757 or stop by our location at 3242 Harrison Street, Batesville, next door to the Eagle Mountain Shopping Center. Janet Smart Agency, the smart choice for insurance.